Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 11th, 2015. It's hour 2 of 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. It's amazing what goes on in society. I'm telling you what, every day, it just gets more strange, to say the least. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir. You got this strange woman in the news, huh, Kurt?
Well, buenos dias, Sam. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Well, yeah, the headline reads, woman launches legal challenge to give birth to her dead daughter's baby. I guess what happened, Sam, is her daughter, before she died, she had her, what do they call it, eggs, placed on...
Frozen.
I guess
frozen.
You could say ice. As part of her dying wish, she asked her mom to... have the eggs fertilized by donor sperm and implanted, and then have the baby for her. So they say that there's some folks who are kind of, not exactly sure how this is all going to work. They say the estimated cost is about $92,000. The mom says she's, or the grandma, the mother of the dead daughter says she's willing to do it. So, anyway.
All I can tell you is strange stuff going on everywhere. I don't even really understand what a family would be. It's almost like that old country song or whatever where my daughter's, my mother's something, and wow. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. What do you think of that, sir?
I don't have any information on it at all.
It's just the weirdest scenario, though, when you start to find... I mean, what would the relationship be there?
Well, it's really no different than anybody else using eggs and a fertilized donor and implanting, and someone else just happens to be the mother. So this is not news. It's something that's being done in alternative birth scenarios all around the country.
Seems to me, though, that it can certainly end up with greater attacks on the family and the normal definitions of relationships, etc., though. That's for sure. All right, Rand Paul's in the news. I guess he's playing down comments, Kurt. Rand Paul playing down comments on the military exercise called Jade Help 15. After they've been mocking Rand about it, saying he's a conspiracy nut. And so he's like, don't worry about Jade Helm 15. Kurt with details. Kurt?
Well, the interesting thing, it's a New York Times piece, and when you read the headline, you think, well, this is Rand Paul playing it down. And then when you read the article, you think, well, that's not really what he said, but that's the way the media twisted around. He said, I guess he was interviewed in Iowa on a radio program, and someone on a radio program asked me what it was. He said, I didn't know. That's what he said after he christened, they say, a new workspace for his presidential campaign in the Bay Area. He expressed befuddlement, they say, at how his comments about that ridiculous Jade something had been blown out of proportion. He said, I said, sure, I'll ask my staff to look into it because I don't know what it was, he said. Bottom line, the media can, manipulate
the truth.
Pretty well.
And now, Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, has a headline, Jade Helm, More Bogus Claims. I'm telling you right now, they're having a heyday with this thing, Joel Skousen.
Well, Jade Helm 15 is a military exercise. It's very real, and it is practicing to capture and extract dissidents and transfer them long distances across to other holding facilities, and that's really practice. But martial law is not imminent, and the Walmart closings are not involved with this, as I covered in the previous World Affairs Brief. my point is that the media is using all of the hype, you know, to discredit those who believe that there is a conspiracy, you know, to eventually create martial law and take down dissidents in the United States. And I think that's a very real conspiracy. And this is something that I warned about. I spoke in the Arizona area last week about the fact that these false conspiracies and hype that get published are very instrumental in the media degrading and denigrating those that believe in true conspiracies. And so you must be very careful about, you know, what you put out. You know, we know, you know, several years ago there were the DHS rumors buying 2 billion rounds of ammunition. In fact, they never did buy 2 billion rounds of ammunition. But they put out the information. There was an actual federal order put out. And I think, personally, the U.S. NSA is spying, using domestic spying to track who believes these rumors and who passes them on. And it helps to build these huge lists, which are the true purpose of NSA spying. It isn't to protect us against terror. The bending list of future dissidents. But nevertheless, it's a long-term process. It's going to take time to mature. They aren't going to pull a martial law scenario, which would destroy the economy by having roadblocks and checkpoints everywhere. A martial law scenario would be proved to conspiracy believers that the government really, and to normal people, the government really is a problem. But this false rumor here talked about Gunderson Steel fabrication, where they were making railroad cars, and apparently they were, you know, building 107,000 full-length railroad cars with 143 pairs of shackles in it. This got spread around the internet as well, being related to Jade Helm and part of this martial law. But an employee at the says, we haven't built rail cars for years there at Gunderson. And that's simply really bogus. In fact, they did build a lot of, most of the rail cars are built down in Mexico now. We only build, he says, container cars these days. And those are also for, you know, carrying containers from ships, and the shackles are simply dimples which make a small piece of metal going across used for tying the goods down. Other claims of shackled cars really end up being automobile rail carrier cars. And, you know, my question to all of those who claim that there are shackled type prison cars being hidden away in Montana, then look, you've got cell phones, take a picture, send me a picture, you know, if you really want to back up your claims. So there are, I think, a lot of government disinformation experts out there making the conspiracy movement look bad, and this is one of them. So I take time to debunk some of these things.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me, Joel Skousen, of this scenarios with all these prison camps across America. I mean, there's lists that show 700-plus prison camps around the country and everything. But when you really dig in and when you really go to these places, you find out it's not what we're told. Is there a grain of truth in the prison camp scenario that they're going to round up dissidents, that they're creating a database and tracking? The truth is there, but they're making a mountain out of a molehill and taking advantage of that idea, right?
No, it's not that they're making a mountain out of the molehill. What they're doing is creating a lot of false claims of prison camps, so that when you go look and it's like a straw man argument. You knock down the straw man and you discredit the whole conspiracy theory, including the few facts that there are. In fact, there are several FEMA prisons being built, and that is prisons with excess prison capacity on a former military bases, and even like the SeaTac Airport has a prison transfer facility, a huge three-story building there at the airport, which is a minimum guarding facility, and you know, can be used in the transport of prisoners. There's one at Nellis Air Force Base, right next door to their ammunition and you know, military weapons holding facility, which is a three triple wired huge area of about 50 acres, all barbed wire, and they've got a prison right at one end of it, which is empty, except for a minimum guarding facility. So these are excess prison capacity that are sitting vacant and ready for something which could be used, you know, to round up dissidents. But we do know And I covered this in the World Affairs Brief, that there's been a lot of documentation about the Maine Corps, which was the original name of the dissident database created by the NSA and the government. And I happen to think that that's really old information, even though I covered it. And there's a lot of people who know about it, but I think there are multiple databases within databases now, and they're categorizing, setting up who are the ringleaders, who are the ones that need to be.
All right, hold on, Joel Skousen. We'll talk more about the government's surveillance databases on dissidents. We'll do it in seconds. WorldAffairsBrief.com, Joel Skousen on your radio.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, all kinds of false rumors about Jade Helm 15 going on. It is real. It is a real exercise, but the claims are wildly exaggerated, creating a straw man argument. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, telling you about it. Now, they also say Drudge. Well, the FCC commissioners say that feds may come for Drudge. They are creating a database of dissonance. Now, the question is, how quick will they come, and who are they coming for, and are those claims exaggerated, Joel?
Well, yeah, there are, databases on dissidents, and there have been, people who have said, we've known about the Maine Corps, which has apparently, as of 2012, some 8 million Americans on the list, and it's been being compiled since the 1980s. It turns out that the U.S. government is not just gathering information all of us. The truth is the government has used this information to create lists of threats to what they claim is national security. But even, you know, Wikipedia talks about Maine Corps. It says it's the codename of the database maintained since the 80s by a federal government of the United States. Maine Corps contains personal and financial data of millions of U.S. citizens believed to be threats. Radar Magazine was the one, and Christopher Ketchum originally first reported on the existence of Maine Corps. And he said that there exists a database of Americans who often, for the slightest and most trivial reason, are considered unfriendly and in a time of panic might be incarcerated. Wall Street Journal talked about it in an NSA article. And it says the NSA effort also ties into data from an ad hoc collection of so-called black programs whose existence is undisclosed. Many of the programs of various agencies began years before the 9/11 attack, but have since been even greater reach. And perhaps the most stunning thing here, he says, for example, the testimony of an anonymous government insider that was recently posted on Max Slavo's site alluded to such a list. He said, "We all know this already." I stated, "You talk about Max Slavo talking to this informant." He stated, "He looked at me, giving me a look like I'd never seen, and actually pushed his finger into my chest. 'You don't know Jack,' he said. 'This is bigger than you can imagine, bigger than anyone can imagine. This administration is collecting names of sources, whistleblowers and their families, names of media sources, and everybody they talk to and have talked to, and they already have a huge list. If you're not working for MSNBC or CNN, you're probably on that list,' speaking of alternative journalists. 'If you're on a website owner with a brisk readership and a conservative bent, you're on the list. It's a political dissident list, not an enemy threat list,' he stated." And that's basically true.
Well, and we even have Maxine Waters.
And this is what I have to get in before we end this discussion, is that it's not going to be used willy-nilly in the middle of peace. I think they're going to wait till the next Third World War comes in the next decade. And then, in the midst of war, they can justify anything, taking down dissidents, rounding up, putting people in camps like the Japanese in World War II.
Even Maxine Waters doubling down and talking about the Big Brother database that Barack's got. She kind of referred it to the election cycles and everything else, but there's databases everywhere on all of us. The question is, will your record be flagged as a political dissident or greater? Do you think you're on the list, Joel?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I made the Southern Poverty Law Conference list a couple of years ago, and which isn't complete, even though they called me the cautious conspiracist, meaning that I was cautious about what I accepted.
You're a cautious dissident, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a cautious dissident.
Now, the next question becomes, you don't think they're going to come for any of us. Do you think they're going to come for Drudge like they're saying? They might not come out right and throw him in a prison camp, but they may use the SEC to try to shut down a lot of us, precursor to that, right?
I don't think so. You know, that really raises a lot of First Amendment issues. Even the liberal left starts to come to your defense. As I say, that would be stupid. These people are not stupid. They have to allow. They're not going to try to shut down the Internet. But when war comes, all bets are off. That's when they can justify anything and get away with it.
All right, you got an article more on the Baltimore prosecution of police. This is serious business. They basically blamed all the blacks in Ferguson. Now they're blaming the cops in Baltimore. What they're really going for, in my mind, is taking down really the rule of law in America, aren't they?
No, I don't think so.
No.
This used to be the leftist agenda in the 60s, 70s, and 80s when the left was out for police review boards and after legitimate. Now the police have become very aggressive, mercenary-type things. We really need police review boards. We really need to clamp down. There's a systematic protection racket for police, and that's why they get away with what they do. I reviewed the video on the Baltimore police action, and this guy, Freddie Gray, was incapacitated after he was taken down by the police, chasing him down. They put his neck, their knee, so forcefully on the back of the neck that that's where the damage occurred. He was nearly paralyzed, could not walk, when they got off of him and tried to haul and started to haul him, had to drag him, feet dragging behind. He could not walk. This damage was already done, and it's just ruthless to be able to, you know, the way they treat people, smashing their heads into the ground and putting their feet in their backs. You know, this is what happens. It happens to pregnant women. You have videos all over the place. The whole story has been put into disrepute, however, because Marilyn Mosby, the double minority black woman who's the state prosecutor in this case, is on a vendetta to defend blacks and precipitated her actions by bringing charges prior to the completion of the investigation. So she's tainted the entire thing. The police now are claiming that this is just a black vendetta and are out to have her dismissed. But in fact, that's not going to happen. She's protected as a minority woman and black. But she's going to have a hard time pressing this before a grand jury, and the police may well get off scot-free. You know, this is really bad policy when you... But what I'm saying is the fact is you've got a prejudicial prosecutor who's black and a woman going outside the law to try to prosecute is only going to taint the case and let the police get off scot-free, and they shouldn't. But there's no way that the full six on that list, including three black officers and one woman, are totally or equally guilty. It was basically the two that tackled him, took him down, and jammed their knees into his back, which caused the paralysis, and the fact that he wasn't given medical care until he was well into the police station hours later.
All right, what about Fox's claim that, hey, you know what, he had been helping the cops on the streets. He was supposedly a wild child, but behind the scenes he was working with the cops and helped solve many other cases and such. Is there credibility to that, you think?
Well, you know, he's got a rap sheet of about 18 arrests for drug, all of the drug charges. Was not violent, all 110 pounds, soaking wet. This is not a guy who, you know, was really a threat. I can't verify the fact that he was working undercover to help him black, but I don't think he'd have a rap sheet that long. Unless he would actually was involved, as most blacks are in the minority community there, in drugs and in dealing with drugs. But he was certainly known to police, and there had to be a reason why they took him down without cause, really. I'm sure he was a known entity, and with as many little felony and misdemeanor drug charges, that's probably why he ran and precipitated the tackling. But the roughing up of people when you, you know, take them down has really got to stop.
Agreed with that. One of the most extreme cases that I can think of, the out-of-control cops just going nuts on people. The Miriam Carey case comes to mind. We've talked about it on the radio a lot. Yes. Joel Skousen wrote an incredible article in worldaffairsbrief.com right now. Miriam Carey was murdered by Capitol Police. We'll drill into that in seconds with our guest, riding shotgun today, Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
There's a lot of cases where you can show incredible abuse by the cops, which is a sad scenario in America. No doubt the militarization of the police, the over-aggressive behavior is out of control. But I have never seen a case as clear and as abusive as the Miriam Carey case in recent times, Joel Skousen. This one's just over the top.
That's right. For your listeners who don't remember, this is the case of the mother who had a young infant daughter in a car seat in a car who mistakenly drove into the White House entry lane and then panicked and tried to turn around and escape rather than stop, only to be gunned down by police. In a classic big government cover-up, the city of Washington, D.C. and federal prosecutors conspired to make the story go away by simply refusing to produce any final report on the wrongful and tragic death. And that's the strong hint that it was totally unjustified. All the police excuses turned out to be false. One, she did not ram the White House gate, as they said, to justify it. Police had tried to block her in with a movable barrier. It kind of looks like a bicycle rack. They moved behind her car, which she did hit as she turned around and went out sideways. She was not a threat to any of the police pursuing her, including when she was shot. There were no police present or in her path when they shot her. It was just incredible, and this cover-up would still be going on today had not WorldNet Daily used an FOIA request to get at the truth. And, of course, it was denied by the authorities, and then a judge finally forced them to release it. It was heavily redacted. All the particular names were put out, but he did fine, essentially, and I give the links in today's World Affairs brief about federal cops and the cover-up and their memos that they got showing that they decided that we'll make this go away by not releasing any report at all. And the media is complicit because they didn't demand to see any report. They simply let the police get away with it and let the story die.
Wow. What do you say, Kurt?
Well, we've been following this for quite some time, Joel, and it is sad to say this whole idea of transparency and openness in government, et cetera. Well, it's just not really there, is it?
It's a joke. That's right.
Where do we go from here? Because at some point, I'm afraid that we're just going to have, I mean, they're already predicting riots in cities all over the country for the summer. As if there's no way to kind of reduce this or de-escalate this. Joel, is it just their agenda to just create pandemonium all across the country?
No, their agenda is not to create pandemonium. This is a legitimate reaction to the fact that people are getting more and more fed up with police, this protection racket, where the internal investigation, first of all, police always get paid leave. Well, and I think if they're found guilty, after they have to pay back on the paid leave so that it doesn't become paid leave. I mean, it's appropriate to have paid leave while the investigation is going, but if you're found to be wrongdoing, that paid leave ought to have to be paid back. And secondly, of course, you know, all the basic internal investigations are done to cover up much of it, because police chiefs think it looks bad if their policemen under their jurisdiction end up abusing the public. And so they have a motivation to cover up. And then, of course, the courts are the worst. They simply will take the word of the police over your word every day of the week unless you have video or a tape recording. And that's what people have to start to do. They have to record every police encounter. And anytime they see the police interacting, they're going to turn on their cell phone cameras and start recording. Because the only thing that's going to stop this at all is the fear of discovery. And that's why I'm in favor of body cams. But I think there ought to be strong sanctions if they sabotage or turn off or bury those body cams when culpable information is found on it. Oftentimes that's what they do. They bring it in their body cam after an abusive relationship with the public, and the chief says, well, we're going to make this one in op, but we're going to claim that this is bad. And I think there ought to be, you know, consequences for that.
Do you think we're going to have riots in more and more and more cities?
Well, you know, yes, some of these things, most of these things start rather after one of these killings than they are rather spontaneous. But it's interesting that there are these criminal elements that take advantage of these protests to come in and loot. Now, if this were an agenda by government to, in fact, justify imposition of martial law and bringing in agent provocateurs, they could have done it in Jefferson. It didn't happen. They could have done it here in Baltimore. It didn't happen. I think there are just a lot of criminal elements in these urban areas that look for the chance to get in there and start to loot and pillage. And what's interesting, though, is that the police used the excuse of not being, trying to bend over backwards, not being tough on blacks, to stand by and let this looting occur. And that's what's unconscionable. But I still have not seen any evidence that there is any major agenda to create a martial law scenario out of these, black social unrest going on. Certainly the government could do it, but I don't see it happening. Every one of these things, in fact, dies down after a while. Now, what's interesting is to see what's going to happen in the case of Walter Scott, of whether or not the policeman who's been charged with murder is ever brought to trial. I think the Marilyn Mosby scandal here in Baltimore is going to get these six officers off scot-free, which they ought not to be. So I don't know where this is going.
Wouldn't her actions and the actions of the mayor saying, hey, we gave them room to destroy, and then all of a sudden, hey, we're gonna put all these officers in direct indictment instead of looking into it or investigating much more, that, hey, it's almost like they're setting up for more riots when they go free?
You know, I'm not sure how much of this is setting up for that. What I'm saying is the system that is not going away is the continued hiring of thuggish, military-backed, foul-mouthed people into the police forces. That's not going to go away. They may be more careful because of the ubiquitous nature of cell phone cameras and body cameras, but it's not going to go away because it's an important part of the globalist agenda. In the militarization of police, to have hardened police officers who will not respond to conscience, who will not do what's right, when they're told eventually to round up people and to bash heads in of dissidents, which is where this is headed. But it's not going to degrade to that, I think, till war comes. And so I'm taking a long-term view of this rather than the short-term, you know, government going to create or allow a martial law scenario. I just don't think it will happen. The public won't stand for it. Police chiefs will get fired.
very, very quickly if they let the stuff deteriorate further than what it did in Baltimore.
You think we'll ever have any accountability for the Miriam Carey case and some of these other things?
Absolutely not. None whatsoever. You know, we have this entire conspiracy within government against liberty and to protect corruption is based around protection and immunity. And the whole system, whether it's the courts, they do apparently put some people occasionally in jail as a scapegoat to show that they still have the rule of law, that they protect the higher-ups. So we'll maybe see a scapegoat or two go to jail, but not for the Miriam Carey. I think it's a complete stonewall from the federal level down to the Washington, D.C. police in one of the most corrupt jurisdictions in the world. We're never going to see justice done in Miriam Carey's
case. All right. Are there ISIS camps right across the border in Mexico?
There are not. The entire ISIS claim is bogus. This is a U.S. and British cooperation, black operation, and it started from the moment that Kerry made this London press conference mistake at the just on the cusp of when the U.S. was going to institute a no-fly zone and a surreptitious attack through special forces into Syria. And a reporter asked Kerry, is there any way that Syria can do to avoid this obvious imminent attack by the U.S.? And he said, sure, give up their chemical weapons. He was just off the top of his head giving an excuse. And Syria says, you know, we accept. Russia said, we accept. And all of a sudden, the U.S. was stopped cold from invading Syria. And ever since then, they've been looking for a way to get back into Syria to take down Assad. And they created ISIS out of nothing by taking about half of the rebels, the more radical side, and said, all right, we're going to fund you, and you become ISIS, and we're going to allow you to terrorize Iraq so that we can get an excuse to come back and attack you in Syria. My latest analysis is that they're actually going to let ISIS take down Assad, since they can't, the U.S. can't get away with doing it directly. And they're in league with Saudi Arabia and Turkey right now to establish an invasion force. Turkey's already the main supplier or supply chain to ISIS, as well as the other rebel forces in there, in taking down Assad. And the U.S. has been caught, according to Iraqi journalists, been caught resupplying ISIS while the Iraqis are fighting ISIS.
All right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Joel Skousen on your radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. All I can tell you is whether it's the agenda or not to create civil unrest, that seems to be the order of the day. Joel Skousen with us, worldaffairsbrief.com. Fred in Iowa's got a question for Joel. Hi, Fred. You're on with Joel Skousen.
Well, hello. I didn't exactly have a question for Joel, although I think his assessment is spot on, very correct. What they're doing is dividing us and keeping us fighting amongst ourselves racially and culturally and financially and every way they can to divide us. How they've manipulated us into uniting is over one issue, and that is the majority of people are going along with the genocide and the killing of women and children in foreign countries. And that's mainly due to the ignorance of Christians. But I think Joel Skousen is right on. But the unification is to go over and kill people, women and children, and other countries. I think this is a great show, and that's all I have to say.
Hey, thanks, Fred. Joel, you want to respond?
Yeah, thank you very much. This is what I've been preaching for many years. This whole phony war on terror is a neocon agenda to create conflict, to create wars, and to create hatred against the United States. And that's what's happening across the world. The U.S. is being viewed more as the bully of the world. And creating ISIS was not only about getting an excuse back into Syria, it was also to create an international war on terror. You know, 9/11 was viewed as the U.S. excuse to rampage through the world. Our own government did 9/11 on itself in order to justify that. But the world felt rather, you know, this isn't our war, this is the U.S. war on terror. And ISIS, going through these phony and staged beheadings, I mean, people did get killed, but they were staged by British intelligence to justify doing a Frenchman, doing a British person, to get everybody involved in the war on terror and then creating a coalition. But you know, this continued inflammation of the war on terror here in the United States by ISIS is just poised across the border. This was a fake camp, just as the fake Muslim camps were photographed by U.S. intelligence agents and then leaked to the press, showing Muslims shooting machine guns in a U.S. camp in Tennessee. Well, the government knew about that. They could have shut that down if it weren't one of their operations. But this ISIS, for the first time, they're claiming that in this Texas attack in Garland that they have made an attack on the U.S., but in fact it was bogus. The main actor, Elton Simpson, was a well-known operative to the FBI, had been arrested over 5 years ago to lying to agents about traveling to Africa. And what happens when they arrest somebody and threaten them, they make a plea deal. They say, hey, if you come work for us and you do you know, some of these operations as an undercover officer, then you can, you know, get off easier. We won't do bad things to your family. In fact, all the young Muslims except one that the U.S. and Britain have prosecuted for terror attempts have been influenced by at least one government agent provocateur. They call them informers, but they're proactively goading these young subjects into anger by feeding them true conspiracy facts and suggest plans and provide weapons or other means to get them to attack the U.S. government. Sometimes the weapons and explosives are real, and sometimes they aren't. But they are all arrested at the point, at some point, and prosecuted. In this case, these two guys were sent in to commit a shooting at which the government knew they would get killed. In fact, I don't believe these two people put on Facebook what the government claims. I think the government agents put those things on Facebook to make sure that they get caught, that there were many armed people there in Garland, which there were. And they claim, they were going to die for all of them. Nobody is stupid enough to go and plan an attack like this 30 minutes before when they're getting ready to attack, to go on Facebook and warn everybody that they're coming and then get shot. It just doesn't make sense. I think this is a totally bogus manufactured attack. And even the presence of Pamela Geller, who is an arch neocon, in sponsoring a contest to do caricatures of Muhammad. I mean, who would do that in your right mind unless you were trying to provoke this kind of attack on the U.S.? I mean, after the Danish cartoons and the violent reaction, nobody in their right mind would provoke a cartoon agenda unless they were working for government unknowingly or at their suggestion, and trying to induce these kinds of excuses to propagate the ISIS threat.
It seems like disinformation on the home front, warmongering around the world is the order of the day, huh?
Yeah, and you know what's really bad is that the Republicans, in their knee-jerk reaction of protecting our troops and protecting all things in terms of military defense, get behind us. They're the ones, at least the phony Republican leaders, John Boehner and Mitch McConnell in the Senate, trying to protect the Patriot Act from those who want to shut down NSA spying and saying this is essential to our war on terror. And that's the reason why Garland had to be ginned up here as a threat, so that McConnell and Boehner could have more power to justify continuing Patriot Act, which is being used to justify NSA surveillance. This is very shameful when black becomes white and white becomes black and nobody can tell the difference. Unfortunately, I think conservatives and Christians are some of the most naive at seeing we've got wolves in sheep's clothing leading us down the path to more neocon intervention around the world, and eventually it's going to come back to bite us as we become hated and Russia and China use that hatred against America to justify a preemptive nuclear strike on America.
All right. You even got in this week's World Affairs Brief, worldaffairsbrief.com, an article on WorldNet Daily, huh?
Well, what's strange about WorldNet Daily?
Well, it says World News Daily.
No, that's not WorldNet Daily. That
no, all right.
That is a site that has been kind of cloned the name of WorldNet Daily into World News Daily Report.
By the way, I did that on purpose to make it very clear. It's World News Daily, not WorldNet Daily. Go ahead, sir.
But it's a site, I think, you know, claims to be a satirical site. And it's true that they have some weird things like woman has a baby with an alien and things, which, you know, true satire obviously is over the top enough that people can sense things. But we got kind of snookered the week before by an article they put out about CIA drug smuggling coming to Mexico. And we've proven many times before that this is true. This was not satire. They basically crafted a false narrative about something, CIA agents in an SUV full of cocaine that were trapped by some Minutemen who were guarding the border. And turns out to be, they claim, satire and false. Well, the point is, when you craft a story that is non-detectable as false, that basically is meant to discredit the truth, it's like the government often putting out a forged letter containing truth so that when they announce it's a forgery, they get the substance declared false as well as, you know, the letter itself. And that's what I think is happening here. It's just insidious how much we have to watch in our society because of the ability of the alternate news to give us truth. The government is flooding the ulterior news media with false information in order to discredit truth.
And it's very hard to discern, ladies and gentlemen. The more we go on, the more complicated it's going to get. I'm telling you, you can read World News Daily just like that. And I'm telling you, in your mind, you're going to think WorldNet Daily. You just are. And they've done it on purpose, I believe. And this is just an example of how difficult it's getting to ferret out the truth, even supposed reliable sources involved in the propaganda, huh?
Yeah, that's right. And so it's a continuing problem. That's one of the reasons why I put out World Affairs Brief, is to cover the news in the week. And, you know, and unlike many other people calling falsely for economic collapse every year since 2010, I at least admit when I make a mistake in the World Affairs Brief, as I did in this correction this week.
All right, brief people quickly on the correction.
Well, the correction was that I had thought this World News Daily thing about the drug smuggling was true, and I admitted that it ended up not being true, but that it was a disinformation site.
But let me be very clear, though. The fact that the Mexican government and the United States government and everybody's drug running is true, but this latest twist is not true, and that's the weird part about it all, right?
Yeah, they concocted a story, and they've done this before. In fact, we've covered a site, or this site, before when they had talked about someone in illegal immigration who had been some story that was absolutely crafted to be perfectly true, that you couldn't detect anything false. And they did it, of course, to give it a bad name. You know, the correction I also made on Cheyenne Mountain, I ran the story that Cheyenne Mountain, that you know, NORAD was moving back into Cheyenne Mountain after having come out to Peterson Air Force Base and putting the entire city of Colorado Springs at risk. And now the spokesman for NORAD says, no, we're not moving back into the mountain. I don't think they're telling the truth. Cheyenne Mountain was obviously going through a major renovation in order to provide more EMP protection, and a lot of other people getting ready to move back in. So it's hard to tell who's telling the truth now in NORAD, but I'll tell you, anybody who would keep North American Defense Command out in the midst of the city, inviting a nuclear attack on that city when they, you know, could move back into a hardened site, which would spare the city, either means that the government is trying to induce that attack or has no intention of defending the United States when that attack comes.
Scary scenario, no matter what. WorldAffairsBrief.com, ladies and gentlemen, every Friday in your inbox, incredible commentary on a troubled world. Joel, my friend, thanks so much, sir.
My pleasure.
There he goes. It's a very strange world we're in, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to get a whole lot stranger. Mark my words. You want to turn your phone into a radio? It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339 or LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.